This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February 26th of this year. We're talking no other than Axiom Bio Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. John Huelmuller. John, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate you coming back on. Give me a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, let's see. I mean, we're a world leader in the research and development of cannabinoid-based pharmaceutical and nutraceutical products, and have a tremendous IP portfolio that I sort of inherited as coming on as CEO at the beginning of the year. And we're focused on some clinical development programs and also on some nutraceutical projects.
Can you tell us how your clinical programs are coming? Because I know that's your main focus right now.
Yeah, it's been the focus of the company since inception. And, we've changed it a little bit in the sense that we're really now trying to combine existing FDA-approved drugs with our delivery system for a faster time to market and much, much lower capital expenditures. And so our first initiative is to take dronabinol, which is an FDA-approved medication for treating nausea and pain and chemotherapy and AIDS patients, and deliver it through our proprietary chewing gum. So we're taking, we call it MedChew is the name of it, with dronabinol. And the solution has already been formulated, which using, GMP, manufacturing processes. We've contracted with a CRO, QPS, which is writing protocols for the study as we speak, and we're going to begin testing human subjects in the fall. The only thing that we're trying to prove is the bioequivalence. So if we can get the same amount of the drug into the system through the gum as opposed to somebody else taking it orally, where they have to go through the stomach and the gut and the liver and it degrades and metabolizes. We think we've got a much better delivery system. And if we can prove that, which we don't think is going to be that difficult, then we've already spoken with the FDA. We should be able to shoot for a fast track approval and get the drug to market and be able to bring in some big pharma partner, so to speak, and get it out there.
I want to change gears here just for a second. One of the biggest problems in America, I think 30 million people have chronic migraine headaches. You guys are trying to put out some sort of CannaChew gum that has a feverfew extract in it. Can you extrapolate a little bit and explain it to my viewing audience?
Sure. We announced a couple months back that we had filed for a new patent, which is very similar to some of our other patents and some of our patents pending, wherein we're taking our gum delivery mechanism. We're taking CBD as one of the products in this case. And so it's really, we're calling it more of a functional gum so that we can take other ingredients, in this case, a feverfew extract. I mean, feverfew has been used as an extract or even people just chewing the plant for thousands of years for inflammation and for migraines and for headache relief. There's a lot of anecdotal studies out there which kind of show that CBD is good for inflammation, and we believe that the combination of the two could be a real good product for migraine sufferers, wherein you've got a double, so to speak, inflammation. There's a lot of studies that show that migraine is caused by inflammation. And so here's two drugs, so to speak, that can go after that inflammation and help that problem.
Recently, you guys have been having revenues come through the pipelines, which I know you guys are very excited about that. But let's talk about some of the purchase orders that been written up recently, nutraceuticals and plus the Cannaway partnership. Can you explain a little bit about both of those?
Sure. We announced some time back that we, one of the things that we wanted to start doing was to monetize the IP and the products that we have. We have a tremendous chewing gum. It tastes great. It doesn't taste like, you know, a hemp oil based product. We have super bioavailability with the gum. We've been able to figure out through some proprietary techniques how we can get that hemp oil out of gum and into your body through your oral capacity, capillaries, and sublingually. And so we've launched we have our own CanChew gum line of gums at canchewgum.com. Where you can buy it. And so we then have private labeled, we've taken some orders from Cannaway, which we're private labeling gum for them, and they're selling it through their network of, I think, 50 or 60,000 ambassadors, and they sold out the first weekend already, reordered. We had that order. We also took an order from another private labeled gum, and that one was even for a much larger number. It was for 50,000 boxes initially, and that agreement actually calls for them to keep, if they want to keep their exclusivity in that direct-to-consumer market, for about 75,000 boxes a quarter. So we're expecting to see some nice substantial sales for the gum product that we have. We're also working on some other gums. We believe that we should be able to have our own brand of our own gum, and we're working on that as we speak. We've also got patents pending for a gum with nicotine and CBD that we're getting to the end towards on the patent, and we think that, you know, using CBD, which is great for anxiety, and obviously people smoke because they're anxious. And, you know, these smoking cessation programs that use nicotine as the drug in their gum, and they slowly lower it down. We think that using nicotine and our CBD could be a tremendous product, like the Feverfew product for migraine headaches, using another functional chewing gum. So we think there's several of those types of gums that we're going to be able to launch in the future, and we're really looking forward to, at some point, creating enough revenue around here so that we're not your typical pharmaceutical company, which just burns through cash all day long,
right?
Until they finally get a drug 7 years from now. You know, we think we can be a pharmaceutical company and a nutraceutical company. So I like to say, I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
John, functionality wise, could you bring us up to speed on your IIP portfolio?
Yeah, so I mean, we've got a really extensive IP portfolio. That, you know, most of it is centered around our gum, because we own the patent for delivering chewing gum with all cannabinoids, and we own the patent for delivering chewing gum specifically with CBD. We've got methods to treat glaucoma with THC and CBD and CBG. We were recently awarded a patent for toothpaste with CBD and CBG, and we're going to be launching a nutraceutical product for that in the third quarter, as well as we just announced that we're going to be doing a clinical study. We've licensed somebody in Australia, Impression Healthcare, to run a clinical study for us to treat peritonitis. And we've got another patent for topical dermatitis for using CBD and CBG compounds. And so, you know, we've got another 11 of them pending. And so we've got a very extensive IP portfolio that I think by itself is worth a tremendous amount of money.
If you want to learn more about their products and their company, go to their website, and that is AXIMBIOTECH, AXIMBiotech.com. And you've been listening to the CEO of the company, John Heumohler. I want to thank you, John, for coming by on the show. Before I let you go, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
Well, I think the main thing is that we're doing a lot of things, and there's an awful lot to go. And I think the market for for our nutraceutical products is growing every day with CBD products, and we intend to capture a significant amount of it, or a small amount even of that pie is a significant amount of revenues. And if we can do that, we're going to turn the corner on profitability and be able to fund all of our pharmaceutical initiatives that we have planned.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. As for my listeners, if you're looking to get into this space and kind of a healthcare world leader in research and development and cannabinoid-based pharmaceuticals and nutraceutical products, look no further than Exium Biotechnologies. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. Good entry point here at 86 cents a share, around $15 million market cap. Again, John, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.